We're back and we're moving on to Class 3A now. Let's check out the Hootens.com top 10. Number one is unbeaten Boonville, followed by Smack over at 2. Osceola at number 3. Clinton is right there at number 4. Then you've got Prescott at 5 and Glen Rose at 6. Beavers earning a bye after winning their second straight league title. Newport checks in at number 7. Mayflower is 8. Unbeaten Ryzen at number 9. And rounding out the top 10, Harding Academy. Well, Chuck Livingston, the Hootens.com game of the week features a number 5 seed traveling to a number 1 seed. It's Charleston at number 4, Clinton.
David, it is a 5 traveling to a 1, but Charleston's not your average number 5 seed. The Tigers just completed their worst regular season since finishing 5-4 in 1987. But Charleston has won at least one playoff game every year since 1995. Charleston finally getting healthy. They got back 7 two-way starters over the past 3 weeks, and that's been part of the resurgence. Now, Clinton's senior class has been a part of 30 victories the past 3 years, the most of any class in school history. Clinton's led by senior Sky Davidson, who leads the team in rushing yards, rushing touchdowns, tackles, tackles for loss, and sacks. And the Yellow Jacket defense allowed just 12 points in their final 4 games. Clinton's going to be bigger than Charleston up front in the trenches, but the Tigers' spread attack will test the Clinton secondary. Hootens.com is going with Clinton at home by 3.
All right, Chuck, let's go to that bottom half of the bracket where you also have number 1 Boonville playing, and the Bearcats are favored by 35 over Baptist Prep. Camden Harmony Grove is a 17-point pick on Hootens.com over Barton. The winner will get Glen Rose. Walnut Ridge picked by 13 over Lake Village, and Hootens.com is going with number 5 Prescott by 21 over Mountain View. Chuck, number 7 Newport is home, welcoming Centerpoint.
David, Centerpoint makes its 7th straight playoff appearance, but this season the Knights have beaten just one team which qualified for this year's playoffs. Osceola last week snapped Newport's 8-game winning streak at Greyhound Stadium, but Newport still rolled up more than 400 yards, including 283 yards and 4 touchdowns by senior quarterback Cash Forrester. Look for Forrester in that big Newport senior class to play on into the next week. Hootens.com going with number 7 Newport by 27 over Centerpoint.
And that next week could either be McGee or Pickett. They square off against each other in the first round. Chuck, tell us about that one.
Pickett's in the playoffs for the 4th straight year for the first time since 1970. And this could be the final game for Pickett seniors who have played a role in 22 wins over the past 3 seasons. Now, last year, the McGee Owls flew to the semifinals and lost a heartbreaking game at Rivercrest, and they go behind senior quarterback Corey Smart and safety Ken Darius Lewis. Hootens.com going with McGee at home by 6.
All right, Chuck, let's move on to the top half of the bracket now, where Danville will open up against Yellville Summit. Danville picked by 21. Winner of that game gets Smackover, which has the bye in that half of the bracket this week. Now, it's number 3 Osceola at home, a 37-point favorite on Hootens.com over Falk. Winner gets either Melbourne or Mansfield. They square off, and Hootens.com is picking Melbourne by 2 in that one. Chuck Dollarway will travel to number 8 Mayflower.
David, Mayflower won this year's Class 3A scoring title. They averaged more than 45 points a game. The Eagles have scored 50 points or more 5 times this season and 40 or more on 8 separate occasions. That's why Hootens.com is going with number 8 Mayflower by 24 over Dollarway.
Okay, closing out this 3A bracket, Lamar is a 1-point pick at home over Atkins, and Hootens.com is going with 10th-ranked Harding Academy by 7 at home over Greenland.
Ready, set, hut, hut!
Now for the Class 2A top 10 on Hootens.com. Number 1 Foreman just captured its first conference championship in 31 years. 6AA champion Hazen stays at number 2, followed by 8-2A champion Junction City at 3, 5-2A champion Conway Christian at 4, and 7-2A runner-up Gurdon at number 5. There's Mount Ida at number 6. Number 7 Desark plays host to Magnet Cove in the game of the week. Hampton, Fordyce, and Salem round out the top 10. Well, Chris Hooten, let's start with a game of the week. It's in the top half of the bracket. It's Magnet Cove at number 7, Desark.
Dave, these teams are known for the run-heavy offenses, although Magnet Cove has passed more the second half of this season. Junior quarterback Tyler Hodges has completed 25 passes, 624 yards, and 9 touchdowns. And All-State senior running back Eli Dawson has rushed for almost 1,400 yards for Magnet Cove. For Desark, senior linebacker Will Kirby, 92 tackles. Desark's defense allows just 240 yards and 19.5 points per game. Desark's defense is the key here. The Eagles are 6-point favorites over Magnet Cove.
All right, Chris, let's stay in the top half of the bracket. 13th-ranked Mountain Pine is home and picked on Hootens.com by 15 over Hackett. You've got Parker's Chapel traveling to Mountainburg.
David Hector just provided Parker's Chapel with a fresh blueprint of how to beat Mountainburg a week ago. They limited the big plays and effectively threw the football. And Parker's Chapel dual-threat junior quarterback Caleb Jacobs is capable of doing that. He's got a big play receiver in Amari Bell. But Mountainburg is an 8-point favorite over Parker's Chapel.
All right, the winner likely gets number 3, Junction City. Dragons are home against McCrory, and Hootens.com picks Junction City by 28. Elsewhere, it's 12th-ranked Earl at England, Chris.
David, England has struggled against run teams all season long. Earl ran all over the 6AA have-nots this fall, but it did not reach 100 rushing yards and losses to Hazen and Desark. But Hootens.com likes Earl by 10 at England.
Okay, Hootens.com also has 10th-ranked Salem a winner, 27-point favorites over Dirks, and Carlisle is a 2-point favorite over Magazine. Let's go to the bottom half of the bracket. Hector a bye there, and we'll face the winner of number 6 Mount Ida home against Bearden.
David, we've got a common opponent here. Gurdon defeated Bearden 10-8, and it defeated Mount Ida 14-6. Hootens.com, though, likes Mount Ida at home by 20 over Bearden.
4th-ranked Conway Christian is home and picked on Hootens.com by 18 over Lavaca. Number 9, Fordyce is on the road at Rector, Chris.
David, Fordyce owns the most defensive team speed in the 8AA, which has got a lot of speed. Rector looking for its first playoff win in 4 appearances all time. It's not going to happen. Fordyce is a 24-point favorite at Rector.
Number 2, Hazen opens the playoff road at home, favored by 27 over Quippen. Hootens.com likes number 5, Gurdon, by 35 over Clarendon, and what a second-round matchup that would be. 8th-ranked Hampton is home against Cross County.
David, consecutive dominating wins for Hampton. It blitzed Fordyce 21-7 2 weeks ago. Took down Class 3A number 10 Harding Academy last week. Hootens.com likes Hampton by 32 over Cross County.
And the other game in the Class 2A bracket, 11th-ranked Mineral Springs, a road favorite, favored by 13 at East Poinsett County.
It's going to be a great week of high school football. Let me tell you a little bit about Delta Pest Control. Wherever you are tonight listening to the Delta Pest Football Report, you are in the Delta Pest Service area. Statewide, Delta Pest Control offers you an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. They've been around since 1976. Bill and Doris Lawrence doing a great job for the state at Delta Pest. Check them out online at deltapestcontrol.net. It's Delta Pest Control.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 65 years. Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Some of your kids' toughest competition can be sports injuries. That's why Arkansas Children's Hospital is open Saturday morning with access to treatment for fractures, dislocations, sprains, and more. I'm Chad Hooten with Hooten's Arkansas Football, and at Arkansas Children's Hospital, your developing athlete will see the state's leading sports injury experts. Diagnosis, treatment, surgery, physical therapy, all designed for the safest return to play. No appointments necessary, 9 to 11, the Arkansas Children's Saturday Morning Sports Injury Clinic.